That's right, brother. Kingdom building is on the way. In fact, we're not on the way. We are in the way. Praise the Lord.
Huh?
Because we know who the way is.
We know who is the way, the truth, and the light. So we are in the way, y'all. Stay tuned. WAIF is a community radio station, serves only to open its airways to responsible, divergent points of view. The opinions expressed during this program do not reflect the views of my own views or the views of my guests. Thank you for listening to WAIF Cincinnati. WAIF Cincinnati. We're supposed to say that.
I know.
Right in the beginning.
I know.
WAIF in Cincinnati.
I did last week.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Also, WAIF Alert membership cards will be mailed out in August. You must be a member in good standing by August 1st to be eligible to attend the WAIF annual meeting and to be included in the mailings. If you have pledged and have not paid your membership, please do as soon as possible. All right, Cincinnati, here we are again, Kingdom Building, 12 o'clock, and you are listening to Kingdom Building on WAIF Cincinnati, 88.3 FM. God bless you. So glad you tuned in. Julie and I had dinner at the Texas Roadhouse in Milford, and
that's good.
We met with the, it is good. We've known Brian. He's the managing partner there, and we've known him for years. But guess what? The Lord opened up an opportunity to talk about Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
And he goes to Crossroads over in Eastgate area. And so we talked briefly here and there because we go there. It's really close to our house. And anyway, Brian found out yesterday, Brian's a believer. He found out that we were believers, and so we have something in common. So he said he might be tuning in today. If you have tuned in, Brian, God bless you, and have a great day. The rest of you that are listening,
have a great day.
Have a great day.
Amen.
Every day in the Lord's a great day.
That's right.
Try one without him, you know. Doesn't work out too well. But today, we're going to talk. I've got this surgery scheduled for tomorrow, and of course, I don't know anybody that said, well, I guess you would look forward to surgery if you're in pain all the time. I'm not in pain, but this is a surgery that I'm supposed to have, so I guess I'll go have it, you know. But anyway, you know, it's an uneasy feeling when you know that you're going to be not only cut up, but also to be under the anesthesia, you know.
Yep.
So again, this scripture had come to me a couple days back, and so we're going to dig into this, and we're going to break it down. And it's John, 1 John, so that's the letters of John, 1 John 4:18. And you all know the scripture. This is not a scripture that, you know, you're going to say, oh, I've never heard that one before. It's, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear has torment. He that fears is not made perfect in love. Wow. That was like, hit me right between the eyes. I'm like going, guess what? I don't know anybody that doesn't have a fear if the right circumstances showed itself.
Right.
You know, whether you're, I mean, the whole word fear is the Greek word phobos, which is where we get the word phobia. And phobia is a fear. Maybe fear of heights, maybe fear of being enclosed in places, fear of crowds, fear of death, fear. I mean, there's a whole laundry list of fears out there. Yep. And I would be shocked if everybody listening today has never experienced fear one time in their life. I would be shocked to hear that. I think everybody has experienced a fear somewhere along the line. And I know we're going to the Alps in Europe to visit Tyler in the Air Force. And Julie's kind of getting a little nervous about being on these gondolas going up a mountainside, and so, you know, everybody has something. The word fear in this is fear, dread, terror. I mean, it can get to a point of terror where you know you're like going,
been there,
you know, you're going pretty far out there, and it means also to be afraid. And but the root is to be put in fear. Well, what puts us in fear? A lot of times it's us. I mean, it's us manufacturing this situation or this whatever, saying, well, what if this happens or what if that happens? And then all of a sudden you start to feel the fear, and the fear is not good because it starts to affect your... it starts to affect everything, even physically, physiologically in your body. When you have a strong fear, I mean, you feel it in your body. Right. It's not just in your soul, your mind, your will, your intellect, and your emotions. It's in your body. Mm-hmm. So we're going to talk about perfect love, because if perfect love casts out all fear, then we're all going to be dealing with perfect love today and from here on out. So that's our challenge today, is to learn all we can about perfect love so that we can cast out all that fear. Mm-hmm. And I can lay on that table and let them hook me up to all those wires and be in peace. And that's what I've prayed, and that's what I believe. Mm-hmm. So anyway, that word torment, it says fear hath torment. Torment means correction, punishment, penalty. But the root of it is to lop or to prune as a tree and wings. Mm-hmm. So guess what? If fear comes on you, all just look at it as this. God is lopping off those branches so that there will be more growth. Whenever mm-hmm. there's a pruning going on, it's the purpose is not to hurt you, make you feel bad, whatever. The pruning is to help you grow stronger and mm-hmm. bigger and whatever, like a tree. But I thought that was interesting, that word torment, mm-hmm. the root word is to prune as a tree. So guess what? Start looking at these situations as God allowing this fear or whatever, so that you will do what we're doing here today, and that's looking at the situation, realizing it's easy to say, but most fears, I mean, some of the things I fear, you don't fear. Some of the things you fear, I don't fear. Mm-hmm. Now, how strange is that? Someone says, I'm afraid of driving, or I'm afraid of flying in an airplane, or and you go, what? Because it's not a fear with you. But take your fears, and it may not be a fear at all to that person that has the fear of flying or driving in a city that's really crowded or whatever. So it's just a strange set of circumstances when you start analyzing this thing called fear. And it's, the F-E-A-R is false evidence appearing real. Mm-hmm. So many of the times, this fear thing is false evidence. It's a false feeling that you get. When so many times when you've felt fear over the years, you get on the other side of that situation, you go, what the heck is wrong with me? Why did I have any fear about that at all? I mean, there was nothing there to fear. And you get on the other side, it's easy to sit there and say, I should have never feared that. But when you're right there in the middle of it, it's not easy to just say, oh, just shake it off. Don't worry about it. It'll go away. Some people have a fear to the point where they're on medication taking daily medication just to try to survive the day. So, okay, so we're going to talk about love, which that says there is no fear in love. Perfect love casts out fear. That word perfect means, I love it, brought to its end. So you want to bring fear to its end? Keep listening. It says brought to its end, and it says finished. Perfect love means that all that stuff has been brought to its end. You're not going to deal with it anymore because you're operating in perfect love. And we know the only perfect love in the world today is Jesus Christ. We know that. So it says, goes on to say, as far as perfect, it means, you know, consummate integrity and virtue. But it also means, the word perfect means full grown, mature, a man of full age, and a man or woman, of course. But and then the word love means to welcome, to entertain, to be fond of, to love dearly, to be well pleased, to be content. And you know what? Contentment can only come from the Lord. If you're anxious about something, that contentment can only come from Him who brings peace.
That's right.
Because He is the peacemaker. He is the Prince of Peace. He is where all peace originates from. So anyway, I'll just go ahead and finish the scripture. It says in John 1:4-19 says, I'll just go ahead and read it again. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. But it goes on to say, we love Him because He first loved us. That's where we got to get to. We got to love Him because He first loved us. If, and then it goes on at 4:20, if a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he's a liar. For he that loveth not his brother, whom he hath seen, how can he love God, whom he has not seen? And then last scripture in 4:21 says, and this commandment we have from Him, that he who loves God loves his brother also. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. All right, guys. Let's throw that piece of meat out there and see what the consume that steak dinner. That's a steak, man. I love steaks. Had one last night, but I mean, I love the Word of God is a steak dinner. It's so good.
Praise the Lord.
Don't everybody jump
I got
in
a
once.
Testimony.
Well, go ahead.
Okay. When I was about 9 years old. I was sitting in church one time. I was about 9 years old. And I had just come out of Sunday school. I was eating a Red Sucker. And I had a seizure. First time I ever had a seizure and was in church.
Wow.
And, you know, they took me to the hospital later on, and they found out that I had epilepsy. And, you know, that was back during the 50s and late 50s and early 60s, late 50s. And I thought I was 9 years old. And that was when there was a lot of the healing ministries going around, tons of them, you know, Oral Roberts, all the different, A.A. Allen, all the ones that were big back then, William Branham, all those kind of people. And my mother used to go to a lot of meetings back then. People would travel around and go to whatever, wherever God was moving at that time. They'd go running to those areas, you know. And I got a chance to see a lot of those people, but she said she was never felt like that she was supposed to take me forward and have them pray for me. And one time when I was about 12 years old, she came out of the back room, and she had been in there praying, and she said, son, if I know the voice of the Lord, you'll never have another seizure. And I'd had seizures on a regular basis, you know, every so often, and had EEG tests, which showed that I had epilepsy and all that kind of stuff. Well, anyway, I never really did have another seizure, but she gave me a scripture to quote, and this is a good scripture for anybody who has fear. And it's, I think it's 2 Timothy verse 7. For God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And she would tell me, anytime that you feel like you're going to have a seizure, I want you to quote that scripture. And she said, also the word declares that if you resist the devil, he'll flee from you. And she said, I want you to say, devil, you're a liar, anytime that you feel like you're going to have one of those seizures. And I did that all through my growing up years. And I never did have another seizure. But I quit taking the medication, and I was on some heavy medication. I mean, to be honest with you, I was zonked out all the time with this medication. I was taking three different kinds of pills a couple times a day. And, I mean, I was just absolutely zonked. And to this day, my spelling is not very good because I was in the grades where you learn to spell little words. And sometimes I can spell big words, and sometimes I can't spell little words because, you know, I was sitting in school and I was just zonked out. But anyway, after I got saved when I was about 21, and after I got saved, I was at a prayer meeting one night, and, you know, even though God had healed me from that, and I had quit taking the medication when I was about a year or so after Mother told me that, I quit taking the medication. She didn't know I quit taking it. And I would throw the pills away. And it was costing her a lot of money by these pills anyway. And I forgot to throw them away. And she said, are you taking your medicine? And I said, no. And she says, well, how long has it been since you've been taking medicine? And I said, well, about a year. And she says, oh, we better get you back to the doctor. Mother's fear kicked in on her a little bit, even though God had spoken to her. And I went back to the doctor, and I had one of the best pediatrician guys around. And this guy knew more about this stuff than just about anybody. And anyway, they put me back in the hospital. They ran an EEG test, and it showed in the bounds of normal. But all the time when I had that test, I would feel like I was going to have a seizure. But I would have to, I would do what she said. I would quote that scripture to myself, and I would say, devil, you're a liar. I don't receive this, you know. And I learned to walk out of that really by faith. That's what God was teaching me, how to walk out of that by faith. Well, but still, I still had a certain amount of fear. And just to explain to you a little bit of how it feels when you're having a seizure like that, it's like when you go to the dentist and they numb your mouth. That's what first starts happening to you. You get like a your mouth and your face starts getting numb, and then next thing you know, you have an epileptic seizure. And, you know, I didn't even like to go to the dentist as a kid, and even as a man, I didn't like to go to the dentist because that feeling felt terrible, you know, and it brought all those memories back. Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, after I got saved, I was in a prayer meeting one time, and this old brother came up to me, and God uses things. And I'll tell you, God uses people for prophetically sometimes. And this old brother came up to me, and he said, Brother Oscar, he says, the Lord keeps speaking the word epilepsy to me. He said, do you have epilepsy? And I said, no. He said, did you have it? I said, yes. He said, do you have a fear of epilepsy? I said, yes. He said, God wants you to proclaim that fear is gone. And I said, okay. And that was on a Tuesday night. Well, on a Wednesday night, we had a Wednesday night service. And I was very backward because I'd had seizures in public a lot of times, and I didn't want to get in front of people. I didn't want to stand up and talk in front of people. And I didn't even like to go in restaurants, to be honest with you, because I'd had seizures in public places different times when I was younger. And I just didn't feel comfortable in those places. And anyway, so that Wednesday night, the pastor says, does anybody have a testimony? And I said, I raised my hand and said, yes, I do. And he says, okay. And I stood up and he says, what's your testimony? And I said, I want to thank God for taking the fear of epilepsy away from me. And all the time when I stood up, I felt like I was going to have a seizure. The minute that I spoke them words, that fear was gone. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you said perfect love casts out all fear. And I want you to know that God was teaching me something in the midst of all that. He was teaching me that even though God had healed me from that, and I didn't have it, and I was walking in His Word by, you know, claiming those scriptures and stuff, I still had that fear that, you know, that
could happen.
That it could happen. You know what I mean? But the minute that I spoke those words, that fear was gone.
Praise God.
And I want you to know that if you're in a position to where you have fear, something's tormenting you, and you have fear, take that verse, 2 Timothy verse 7, for God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. And I'm going to tell you, that sound mind is the mind of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
It's the mind of His anointing in your life. And begin to proclaim that scripture. And I tell you, it's a powerful scripture. And it works.
It is, yeah.
And I'll tell you something else, that when God gives you a word, and if you'll stand on that word, then I'm going to tell you what, it works.
It's a source of strength.
It's a very source of strength.
You know, and you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. So
And just like I told you, I didn't like to get up in front of people. I didn't like to do anything. And guess what I do now?
Yeah,
I pastor a church.
All the time.
I stand up in front of people all the time
and
share God's word. And I could stand up in front of 20 people. I could stand up in front of 10,000 people, and I don't think it would make any difference anymore.
Mm-mm.
Because I know in whom I believe and whom I trust. And I'm going to tell you what, anytime that you're dealing with fear, like you said, fear has torment, but perfect love casts out all fear. And I want you to know the perfect love of God can release you from any fears that you have or any problems that you have. If you'll just claim His word and say, God, I'm not going to fear what man can do unto me or what anything else can do unto me, because I know I'm in Your hand and no man can take me out of Your hand. His word declares that, you know. And if we'll just trust Him in the midst of whatever we find to be fearful, we'll get a release from that fear.
Amen.
And I'm going to tell you, I experienced it firsthand, and I felt like I'd share that testimony with you. And I'll tell you, when God takes it away, He takes it away, because I've never had that fear since then. And, I mean, I go to the dentist, and he shoots me up, and that's all that stuff.
Yeah. It's not fun, but...
No, it's not, but you know what? I don't have that fear anymore. And thank God for... Because, you know, His perfect love covers all fear.
Yeah.
You know, and He doesn't want you to be fearful. The only fear that you need to have is fear of the Lord.
Which is
a
fear.
And that's a reverential fear.
It's not
that's
a fear that we're
that's
talking
That's an awesome
about.
Fear that you know that He's so awesome and... He's so big, and that's, you know, it's like, you know, you fear your parents in the sense that when they tell you to do something, you do it because you know they're the authority in your life. And that's the fear that you should have of God, is an awesome fear that He is the authority in your life.
Amen.
And that nothing can touch you unless He allows it to come into your life, you know.
Well, there's someone out there that's... saying, you know, you're speaking to me. You're speaking, I'm hearing, and I need prayer.
Yeah.
And we're here to pray with
That's
you.
That's right.
It says that whatever your need is, call for the elders, and they'll pray the prayer of faith over you.
So, and the Lord will raise them up.
The Lord will raise them up. So right now, if you're listening, you don't have to give your name. You know, you can just, you don't even have to tell us what you're fearful of. Just call up and say, I need prayer. And guess what? We're going to pray for you. And God knows exactly what you have need of.
That's right.
He knows exactly.
That's right.
And He will supply all your need according to His riches and glory.
Yes.
So, you know, the anointing breaks the yoke. If you have a yoke of fear, the anointing is here today. You probably feel it right now wherever you are. And so you need to call in right now and let God once and for all break that fear off of you.
That's right.
And so you can just continue to move on with your life, because sometimes it gets crippling. 749-1444. So, okay, you are on the air. God bless you. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. I need prayer, please. I need prayer.
Okay. We will pray for you. We won't ask any more questions unless you have anything else you want to say. We'll go ahead and pray for you.
Go right ahead. Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you. Father, in the name of Jesus, which is the name that is above every name.
Praise God.
All power is with the name of Jesus. All power. Father, this precious sister in Christ calls up and says, I need prayer. So, Father, you never, ever withhold someone's daily bread. So she's asking for daily bread right now. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we just come to you. We say, Lord, we don't know what her need is, but you do. You know all things. And whatever that need is, Lord, we just pray in the name of Jesus that you would come and touch that need at its root, at its source. And that, Father, that you would comfort her, that you would bring your peace that only you can bring. You'd even bring some joy along with it. And Father, we just pray right now that this sister will be changed, and she will be changed from this moment forward in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Thank God. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Father, I just ask you right now to just minister to our sister. Let your anointing just go through these airwaves, Father, and just break the yoke off of our sister. Whatever her problem is, Lord, you know it. And we just right now, we give you the praise.
Yes.
We give you the glory.
Yes,
and we give you the honor. As your anointing just goes through these radio waves right now, Father, and if she'll even just touch the radio that she's listening to or the computer or whatever it is, that anointing will flow right into her, and it'll break off the yoke of whatever's bothering her, Father.
Hallelujah.
And we thank you. We give you all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Thank
and
you,
amen.
God. Hallelujah.
Do you believe it, sis?
Jesus. I receive in the name of Jesus. Amen.
That's exactly what he wants you to do.
Hallelujah.
And praise God, and we'll keep praying for you. And give us a call back with a wonderful testimony, okay?
I sure will. Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you. Have a great day.
Too. Love you both.
Love you. Bye-bye. Okay. Phone lines are open, 749-1444. I'm telling you, the anointing is here.
Yes, it is.
The anointing is here, and it will break those yokes that are easily besetting you, that are basically held, some are held captive by these yokes, by these fears. So now's the time to break them off once and for all, and we'll pray with you. Give us a call, 749-1444, 749-1444. You had mentioned, receiving that mind of Christ, right. And I had in here Romans 12:2, where it says, and be not conformed to this world. Well, being conformed to the world says, you have fears, that you're going to live with them. There's nothing else you can do about it unless you want to take a bunch of pills. Mm. And guess what? That's not God's plan.
That's
His
right.
prescription is more of Him.
Right.
But it says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. And I just pray that the sister that called here, sis, you just got your mind renewed.
That's right. There's a transformation taking place.
A transformation taking place. It says that ye may prove what is the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God.
Yes.
God wants to perform His perfect will in your lives.
That's
but
right.
You've got to be willing to allow His will to take over. You've
right.
got to quit wanting your will to be done and start asking Him for His will to be done.
Right. You know, and the Lord, His word declares that I would that you would prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, your soul is made up of your mind, your will, your intellect, and your emotions. And when you begin to give that over to the Lord, then He prospers you because His presence comes into your life in a stronger way.
Yep.
And buddy, He is the great reward.
Yep.
He is the great reward. And His peace passes understanding.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, when His peace comes into your life, fear can't stay there.
No.
You know, sickness can't stay
pushes
there.
Pushes fear right out the door.
It pushes all those things out the door. When He comes in, and He'll come in like a flood. And praise God that He does come in like a flood. But you know, we're living in a day and age when I believe that God's going to start doing mighty, miraculous things like he's done in times past, but even greater than that. Jesus said, these works that I do shall you do, and greater works than these. Well, you know what? The church is walking below their privilege a lot of times, and they need to begin to start believing what God's word declares. And he declares that you're kings and priests unto God, you're a holy nation, you're the children of God. And I'm going to tell you what, I don't know about you all, but I'd do anything for my children if they were in need. And I'm going to tell you what, God will do anything for you when you're in need.
Amen, Michael. You ready?
For what?
For 12:30. I think you know what.
I'm just taking it all in.
Praise the Lord. You're listening to Kingdom Building right here on WAIF 88.3 FM, Cincinnati. So glad you've tuned in today. We love you. And God loves you, and, you know, feel free to give us a call like the sis did before. She didn't give her name. She just said, pray for me, and, gosh, we're here for that. You know, we want to pray for you.
That's right.
And if you have a testimony where God delivered you from a fear, I got delivered from a fear, and I'll maybe talk about that after Mike does our PSAs and promos. Go ahead, Michael.
For the best in throwback gospel music and the teaching of God's word, listen to Dr. Walker and Wanda Walker every Monday morning from 5 to 8 a.m. Study the word of God from 6:15 to 6:45. That's Open Your Bible right here on WAIF 88.3. Comes the rain.
Man, it's pouring. East Walnut Hills, it is sheets of rain coming down. So be safe out there, especially if you're in your car. Don't tail the person in front of you too closely.
When it comes to parenting, there are no perfect answers, but that's okay because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Teens in foster care will love you just the same. For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSAKids.org. And in response to an increasing number of abused and neglected children in Kentucky, the Diocesan Catholic Children's Home in Fort Mitchell is searching for foster and adoptive parents. There are now more than 350 children in Kentucky's foster care system waiting to be adopted. If you can help, please call Ron Birch at 859-331-2040 or visit www.dcchome.org.
Well, Mike, we haven't heard much from you because Oscar and I have been talking. So what do you think about the topic so far?
Well, I tell you what I've been thinking. I've been sitting here taking it all in, and, you know, the Lord's been saying to me, you know, when you're in a spirit of fear, you're out of control. And you're not using your natural senses, and you're certainly not using your spiritual senses.
That's true.
But when you're walking with the Lord and you're turning the control over him, the spirit of fear can't dent that. And that's a lesson that I've learned a whole lot in the last couple of years.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, I had to have it renewed last night because of some situations in my family. And I was at not in where I should be, and I got out of it, and the Lord tested me on it and said, look, you need to get back in line where you're supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
And that spirit left me.
Mm-hmm. Good. That's good.
Praise the Lord.
Well, if you just tuned in, this is Kingdom Building. We're here every Wednesday from 12 to 1 here on WAIF 88.3 FM Cincinnati, and so glad that you have tuned in, and of course our phone lines are open for testimonies, prayer, you know, comments, whatever, 749-1444. I was going to tell you a little testimony in my situation. I mean, first of all, please don't take that there's any condemnation here.
No.
There is no condemnation to him who is in Christ Jesus.
Right.
So we are not condemning through the scriptures. We're not saying, well, if you have fear, then maybe you need to get right with God. That is definitely not what we're saying. Because guess what? some of the greatest men of God, some of the greatest women of God still have a fear or two here and there.
Yeah.
You know? And I think God allows fear in our lives as, like we said earlier, that torment is a pruning. He uses it as a pruning situation for more growth.
Right.
Because I can tell you of a situation, and sometimes fear is a weird, strange commodity. Mm-hmm. It's just strange. Because I, back in my earlier days, I traveled. I had to travel. I was a district manager over Chicago and Cleveland, Columbus, Louisville, Cincinnati, Northern Kentucky, and Indianapolis. So, I mean, I was either on the road in the car or I was in an airplane every single week. So I flew a lot. I don't know how many millions, miles I've logged, but I mean, I was logging miles like crazy. Well, I went through a very traumatic time of my life through a divorce, and through that whole period of time, I didn't fly. I'd taken another job where I just got burnt out on the flying and driving and all that, so I took another job where I could just go to a job, work, and go home. Well, what happened was I didn't fly for a while, and then all of a sudden a friend in Phoenix said, hey, come on out, come see me, and so I scheduled a flight and everything. It was all scheduled and ready to go. The night before the flight, I had a serious panic attack. I mean, I was like hyperventilating, sweating. I mean, I had never experienced that in my life. It was very strange. And there was nothing in me that could get into that plane the next day. It wasn't a fear of dying. It was a fear. I just felt the whole world closing in on me. Lack of control and whatever. And, when you get in an airplane, you're just sitting in that seat unless you have to go to the bathroom, and you can't get up when you feel like it, or you're not supposed to. So anyway, I didn't go. And I didn't fly for 5 years because of a fear that I had, a terrifying fear of being closed into a situation where I had zero control over the situation. Well, then guess what? God found me the love of my life. I got married. That was about 10 years ago. I can't believe it. And, we wanted to travel. And I'm like going, oh, boy, So I started going to the Lord saying, Lord, you got to take this fear away. I can't have this fear any longer. What was so strange about it is all the hours and all the miles I'd logged into an airplane.
Right.
It was just so strange. So I'm dealing with the Lord, and next thing I know, there was two reasons for this. I felt him say, go up to Wright Patt Air Force Base in Dayton. So I went up to Wright Patt, and it ends up that my stepson is in the Air Force now. So there were twofold reasons for us to go to Wright Patt that time. But the other thing is I started walking through these airplanes. I'd sit down, I'd walk around, and I mean, it's like the fear just melted off of me. Mm-hmm. But that was the Lord.
Right.
Had nothing to do with me. That was the Lord. So since then, I mean, I have never felt the least bit anxious about flying. My wife and I are going to Europe in September, so that's a long flight, very long flight. And the only problem I have with that flight is I'm 6'4". You can't get comfortable unless you're in first class, and I'm not paying $5,000 for a first class ticket. So anyway, I guess my point of all that is, I just thank God.
Praise the Lord.
I just thank God, because if you have a fear right now, you need to take it to the Lord. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, spend some time with him, because he'll give you the recipe for getting rid of that fear. He'll give you what you need to get rid of that fear. I mean, do I still have fears of things? Yeah. Yeah. You won't catch me getting in one of those MRI tubes for 45 minutes sitting in that tube where you can't move or you can't do anything. I'm not there yet, but Lord's working on that too, I'm sure. But I've never had to have one, so I haven't had to face it yet. So, but I think there's some truth with facing your fears. Mm-hmm. You know, I think, but don't face it alone. Face it with God. That's the only way to face a fear. Right. So,
well, you know, there's a scripture in the Old Testament that says, "The thing I feared the most came upon me."
Job. Yeah.
Job. And you know what? A lot of times, you gotta give your fears to the Lord, because if you don't,
they're not going anywhere.
They're not going anywhere, and they're going to come upon you in the night seasons and times when you don't want them to come upon you, and stuff like that. But I tell you what, if you give them to the Lord, you know, and trust in the Lord, you know, Job, the story of Job is a wonderful story if you go back and you read it. And part of what went on in the story of Job is that he was considered to be one of the most righteous men on the face of the earth and at that time. And yet he had a time that it says Satan came before the Lord with the sons of God, you know. And when he came, God said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job? There's none like him in all the face of the earth. And he's an upright man. He ensues evil and all that." And Satan said to God, he said, doesn't he fear you for a good reason? Because you've placed a hedge about him, you know. And that hedge, he said, lift that hedge and let me touch him, and I'll make him curse your name, basically, is what he said.
That's what he said.
And you know what happened is that he began to, he was one of the most wealthy men, too. He lost his wealth. He lost his children.
Everything.
He lost everything.
He almost lost his wife.
Yeah, well, his wife actually said some bad things.
Curse God and die.
Why don't you curse God and die? And he's, you know, but yet, even in the midst of all that, the thing that Job feared the most, I think, was that he could lose everything. And, you know, I've known people that have a lot of money. And a lot of times, they spend more time worrying about trying to keep that money than they do using it and enjoying it and helping other people with it, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway, what ended up happening there was is that... you know, Job said to his wife, when she said, "Job, he was smitten with boils from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. And it said he was taking a pot that was broken and he was scraping the boils off of himself." Mm-hmm. Now, if you ever had a boil, you know how painful that is.
Mm-hmm.
And his wife said to him, said, "Job, how long are you going to retain your integrity? Why don't you curse God and die?" Boy, that's a terrible thing for your wife, or your loved one to say to you.
She had had enough.
Yeah.
She was fed up.
And you know what he said? His reply, I love his reply. He said, "Woman, shall we receive only good at the hand of the Lord, not also evil?" He said, and the scripture says, "And in all these things, did not Job charge God foolishly or curse with his lips?"
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yep.
And in other words, he knew God was in control. And you know, eventually God restored everything that Job had lost, and even more,
mm-hmm.
because he trusted in God. But I tell you what, even if you're going through something, no matter what you're going through right now, if you'll trust in the Lord and you'll not let fear overtake you, because fear can beat you down.
Yes, it can.
It can be a crippling thing.
Oh, absolutely.
And I'm going to tell you, I know about fear because, I shared that testimony of when I was a kid, the things that went on with me. But I'm going to tell you what, God can release you from anything that you fear today, anything that's troubling you. And I'm going to share a poem with you real quick. It says, and it goes like this: "When your life is full of turmoil and you know not where to go, when it seems you've lost all promise, there's just one thing you should know. There's someone who loves you just the way you are, and he'll never, ever leave you, or he's never very far. He's as close as a whisper or even a silent prayer. And his presence will calm the raging storm and free you from despair. When you speak the name of Jesus, all heaven is on your side. When you speak the name of Jesus, your problems cannot abide. They must bow to the beauty and the power of that name. For there's no other given, and it always remains the same. Mm-hmm. Jesus, the love of God revealed. Jesus, where broken lives are healed. Jesus, if you'll just speak that name today and just say, 'Lord Jesus, come into my life. come into whatever situation I'm in right now and bring your peace. He will bring his peace into your life.
Amen.
And man, things will turn around for you.
No doubt.
Praise
Absolutely.
God.
Well, we're here for you. If you have a prayer request, give us a call at 749-1444. I know there's someone out there right now that's saying, should I call? Should I not call? Yes, you should call. You don't have to give your name. You don't have to identify yourself. Just say, I need prayer. And we'll say, Lord, you know, touch this person and where they need a touch.
I
mean,
right.
Wherever that is, he knows, and
yes.
You know. And, you know, if one can put 1,000 to flight, two can put 10,000, what could all the people that are listening here today do?
Give that phone number again.
749-1444. That's 513-749-1444. Give us a call. Don't be shy. Make that call, and we'll pray with you. Or if you have a testimony, you know, maybe something happened in your life. We've all testified to a fear that God took away. So guess what? That can happen for you, too.
Amen.
And so nothing is stopping you except yourself. We are here to pray, and we're here to love on you a little bit. So 749-1444. You're listening to Kingdom Building right here on WAIF 88.3 FM Cincinnati. And we're here every Wednesday from 12 to 1. So make sure you tune in every Wednesday from 12 to 1. And God bless you. We thank you for listening. And we're here for you.
And you know, the word declares that if two or more agree as touching anything
yes.
in my name,
mm-hmm.
I'll do it. And I'm going to tell you what, we'll agree with you today
yes,
that the Holy Spirit will move in your situation.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to call, we'll pray with you.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you what, there's an anointing today here.
There
that
is.
If you'll just take advantage of that, I'm going to tell you what. You'll be surprised what God will do. He'll do something marvelous.
And you're feeling it out there.
That's right.
The folks that are listening and being a part of this broadcast, you definitely feel that anointing. There's no question about it. It's here. It's just not here in the studio.
No.
It's right where you are.
That's
because
right.
where two or more are gathered, he is there in the midst. And he's there. Wherever you are, he's there.
You're gathered together with us on this radio
That's
today.
That's right.
Yes,
Amen.
You are.
Right. Amen.
That's right.
Okay. Well, I guess the thing I want to focus on the rest of the broadcast is that perfect love.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how do we press into that perfect love? How do we get consumed by that perfect love? Because when there is that perfect yeah. love, there's no room for fear. There's no
yeah.
room for anger. There's no room for a lot of the emotions that we truly do not want to have.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, when you breathe in the Lord, you know, all that, and exhale, all that other stuff goes when you
That's
exhale,
right. That's
you know?
Right.
And so let's talk a little bit about, you know, how do we access, how do we tap into that perfect love?
Mm-hmm.
We know it's Jesus. I mean, the Lord is the only, I mean, we are perfect. He says, be ye perfect as I am perfect. So he sees us as perfect.
Because of what he did on Calvary.
Exactly. Not because of anything we did.
That's right.
And sometimes, most of the time, we don't even see ourselves as perfect.
Well, we don't feel so perfect
no.
most of the time. But you know what? We don't walk by feelings. We don't
Our
walk
sight.
By sight.
Yeah.
We walk by faith.
Amen.
Yeah.
So, you know, so when it comes to all that, you know, we just want to be able to say, hey, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. He's everything. And the more of Jesus is in you, it says you are the temple of God.
Uh-huh.
Well, where did the Lord reside back in the day of the brick-and-mortar temples?
He resided in the temple.
Yeah, in the Holy of Holies.
Yeah.
Well, guess where the new Holy of Holies is?
It's in you.
It's in you, and he resides there. It says yeah. he dwells there. God, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So whatever's harassing you from the world,
right.
guess what? He's greater than that.
Right. You know, Rich, you was talking about the perfect love. Give the definition of the word love there. It's the word agape.
Yeah. Let me get it here.
It's... You know, and... You know, that's a good word, and it's an old word, agape.
Yeah, that word agape is affection, goodwill, love, benevolence, brotherly love, which is more of a phileo.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I'm so glad you said that.
Love feast.
Love feast.
Yeah.
That's love the feast. A love feast. And if you're involved in a love feast, I mean, there's no room for anything but love.
You know, in the old
days. It's a feast.
In the old days, what the love feast was, is the people that had abundance would throw a feast, and they'd say, hey, everyone is invited. And it's not going to cost you anything to come and partake of this feast. You know. And that's the way the love of God is. It's not going to cost you anything because Jesus paid the price.
That's right.
All you have to do is be willing to come and partake. You know, he basically says, come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest.
Yeah.
Take my yoke upon you, for my burden is easy and it's light. And if you're carrying a heavy burden today, you don't have to carry a heavy burden today because all you got to do is give it to him. And I'll tell you what, he's that peace that passes understanding.
Yeah. Cast your cares on him, folks. Yeah. I mean, he says
he cares for
he
you.
Wants them.
Yeah.
Load him up today.
Yeah.
Load him up.
That's
you know
right.
how sometimes we do some spring cleaning or something and we just fill those garbage cans to overflow,
right.
you know? Well, you know, that's what God's saying. Fill me up to overflow.
Yeah.
Take all that you have that's bothering you, troubling you. All your cares and give them to me.
Amen.
And you know what that does? That frees you up.
Yes.
You're freed up to focus on him and worship him.
That's right.
Praise him, commune with him, fellowship with him, be intimate with him. I mean, when you have all this stuff weighing you down, it's hard to pray. It's hard to worship and praise. But when you cast it all off of you onto him, guess what? It makes things, you're a lot freer to worship the Lord.
Yeah.
All those words that you were just saying all come back to one, and that's communication. And communication with the Lord is how we start to attain the perfect love that he has for us to see it. Because when we're communicating with the Lord, we're opening ourselves up to what he has to do, what he wants to do in our lives, not has to do, wants to do in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And what we want him to do.
Yeah.
And it's just like when Oscar was talking about the feast, you know, and when they had the love feast, all you had to do is show up.
That's right.
You didn't have to bring anything but you. And that's all the Lord wants. Just bring you.
Yeah.
That's the best feast there is, man. I mean, all you got to do is show up, and you can
eat
the fat of the land. I mean, geez.
Where do I sign up for that?
I already have.
Isn't it nice sometimes that you don't have to do anything but just show up?
Yeah. Well, you think about, you know, when you do get together with friends or whatever, it's always, you know, what can I bring?
What can I bring,
Well, it's I try to tell people, bring nothing.
Yeah.
You know, just bring yourself.
Right.
Don't. We're providing all the bounty here that the Lord's blessed us with, you know.
And you know, you might be sitting out there today, and you might say, "Yeah, but brother, you don't understand all the wild areas that are in my life, the things that I don't have control of." Well, let me tell you what. When Jesus entered into Jerusalem, he rode a wild ass or a donkey, whereupon a man had never sat. And I'm going to tell you what, he can come and ride the areas in your life, and buddy, when he rides them, he can ride them. He can bring them into control. And I tell you, he rode that donkey right on into Jerusalem, and all of the people just stood around hollering, "Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest." And basically what they were saying is, "Oh, save, oh, save." and raise me up to your highest, God.
Didn't Hosanna mean open me up, Lord?
Well, the name Hosanna, literally, the actual word Hosanna means, it means, oh, save. But when he said, they were saying Hosanna in the highest, what they were really saying there is, oh, save, Lord, raise me up into your highest realms,
wow,
is what they were saying.
That's good.
And boy, I tell you, that's what he wants.
Yes.
That's exactly what he wants to do with you, raise you up. And he wants you to sit together with him in heavenly places. And, folks, that's a wonderful place to sit down at.
It is, for sure.
Well, you know, Oscar, we're not in control of any of it anyhow.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean,
think we are.
If you think things are got you, you're out of your control, you're right. They are out of your
that's
control.
Right.
And
but,
if they're in his control.
But in a different perspective.
Mm-hmm. Right. But invite him to come and ride the area. Because, you know, what they did was they covered that donkey with their garments. And they also cast palm leaves in front of him of that donkey. And you know what that signifies? When they cast, Scripture talks about us put on the garment of praise. When we put on the garment of praise, he inhabits the praises of his saints. If you'll begin to praise him in situations, even in the wildest situations in your life, and begin to say, Lord, I'm going to praise you. I want you to inhabit my praises. I want you to move in this area. He'll ride that thing, and he'll ride it right on into Jerusalem. And Jerusalem, it literally was it was supposed to be the place of peace. It was supposed to be the place of his presence. And I tell you what, that's what he wants to do. He wants to ride them wild areas. And them palm leaves that were cast down before that donkey, what that meant was that thing wasn't working and walking in the earthly realm anymore, because it was walking on the palm leaves. It was walking upon, you know, in the Old Testament, when you were out in the desert and you were thirsty and you were about ready to die, you know what you looked around for? If you saw a palm tree, buddy, you knew there was water there somewhere, and you headed straight for that. Well, when they were casting them palm leaves down before him as he rode into Jerusalem, they were casting the life of God. They were saying, look, let that wild thing walk upon the thing that has life in it. And I tell you what, it won't be in the earthly realm anymore. God will lift it right out of that earthly realm. But he loves you so much today, folks. Don't pull back. If he's speaking to you out there today, say, yes, Lord, here am I. And I'll tell you what, he'll come in like a flood into your
life. And we still have time for you to call, 749-1444. Whatever your prayer need is, I mean, if it's not fear, then maybe it's your body, your physical body. I'm asking all of you to pray for me tomorrow that the surgeon's hands do exactly what needs to be done, and nothing less and nothing more.
That's right.
And I would appreciate your prayers tomorrow. So, and hopefully I can, my belief is, and I have faith to believe, that I'll come back next Wednesday with a great testimony.
Amen.
I know you've had a great testimony. You had the heart situation, and you seem to be doing great.
Yeah. And you
God
know,
is good.
Yes, he is.
All the time. Okay, well, I guess we're ready to get on out of here. So God bless you, Cincinnati. So glad that you tuned in. And we'll be here next Wednesday, 12 o'clock, straight up 12, to bring you some more good news right here on WAIF 88.3 FM, Cincinnati, Ohio, Kingdom Building. We'll see you next Wednesday at noon.
Peace, war, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. That's the kingdom of God. Everybody sing.